My husband's entitled ex-wife tried to guilt me into selling my house, bought before I met him, so we could downgrade and build her a house. She can dream, but I'm not paying for it. My husband brought two kids into the marriage, and I have one. We don't have any children together. My husband was previously married and has been divorced for about a decade. His kids live with their mother nearby, about 20 minutes away. She is very entitled and judgmental. She often makes snide remarks about me working too much, etc. She would make contrasting statements about my husband's marriage and my own, to the point where, one day, I told her that her relationship with my husband was over and she needed to move on. My husband backed me up, and she stopped her ways. I honestly don't think she is over him, but that has nothing to do with me. She's been unemployed since getting fired 15 years ago and relies on her kids for more time and money from my husband. She's been unwell lately, not managing her health effectively, and has been using her condition to collect sympathy points from my husband. I asked him to be at the appointments and watch the kids while she was there. I asked him for rides constantly because she didn't feel safe driving. She always wants to tag along when we take the kids out. She has a boyfriend, by the way. Lately, she has suggested to my husband that she isn't well enough to care for her children. They have shared custody and are with us every other weekend and during school vacations. She told my husband that I should sell my house, which I bought before we met, to downgrade and buy a smaller home and build her a tiny house on the land close to us to provide more support for the kids and her. I was flabbergasted that he would even mention this to me. I couldn't understand why I needed to sell my house to accommodate her. I offered to have the kids live with us, but she declined, stating that she prefers to stay close to the kids and doesn't trust us to raise them. She has a boyfriend and family nearby but insists on receiving care only from us. I even said that my husband made vows to her before he made vows to me. I feel disrespected, don't want to sell my house, and don't want to have a grown woman freeloading off of me. I believe she should rely on her existing support system. Some of my in-laws say I'm selfish and don't need such a big house. My husband hasn't expressed anything either way, which is annoying. I want to stand my ground, but I'm starting to feel like an awe because she is sick. Update: I told my husband there was no way I would sell my house. I told him my house was an investment and plan to pass it to my child as an asset one day. He, his parents, and his ex are dead wrong for suggesting I sell it. If his parents have something to say, I said they can build a tiny home for her on their 10 acres. He agreed and said he felt bad that he was entertaining the idea, but his ex was guilt-tripping him because of her condition. She has MS. I told him that he will no longer be supplementing her lifestyle and no more running errands. I am his wife, and I should be a priority. I told him that he had to call her in front of me and tell her this. He called her and told her he would no longer be a placeholder for her boyfriend, and she needed to stop trying to manipulate everyone. She said it was unfortunate that I was acting insecure and interfering with their healthy co-parenting relationship. She said I was young and immature and should consider their kids, and she knew this would happen one day. I told her that she needs to get off her lazy ass and take care of herself and her kids and stop freeloading off everyone. I told her she needed to focus on her current relationship because that was her best shot at a decent future. After all, we are pulling back effectively immediately. She immediately started crying and said she was feeling sick and needed to go to the emergency room and needed to end the conversation to protect herself and her health. We couldn't get into outlining all the boundaries before she just hung up and blocked both of us. I typed an email, copied all parties involved, and sent it to her. I'm so mad right now. I see red. I want to provide clarity. She was recently diagnosed maybe a year ago. She has been manipulating me since I met her but has been more invasive after her diagnosis. She has been out of work for 15 years. She is on every government subsidy we could get her on. I helped facilitate this when she was diagnosed, but she keeps wanting and expecting more. I felt bad for her for a long time, so I let it go on, but asking me to sell my house is beyond my limit.